Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Hello and welcome to Crosstalk. Today we have Ted Forrest, and we're really thrilled to have him today to hear his testimony. Welcome, Ted.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you for the opportunity.
We're excited to have you here today, and I'm going to go ahead and ask you the first question. When and where did you get saved, and what brought you to that decision?
Well, I got saved in Wilmington, Delaware, the spring of 92. Give you a little bit of a testimony. You know, we had seen a lot of people get saved in the 70s, and my mother got saved, and you know, people tried to witness to me, Anna, but I was one of them ones that was just sort of hard-headed and didn't think I needed Jesus. And one day I just found myself at rock bottom, and had many people try to witness to me, but just fell on, you know, bad ground and deaf ears. But one day I got saved, praise the Lord. I got filled with this glorious power. And my life just totally changed. That was in the spring of 92 up in Wilmington. You know, we had a lot of family up there. I think some of your people was even there.
But
to be honest with you, I think my life had just become so miserable, and I needed a Savior. And I just thank God for His faithfulness that He reached down when He did and pulled me out of the miry clay, praise the Lord. And got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and we went to our church up there, Cornerstone, you know, and that's where I served, and that's where I dug my heels in, just decided that I was going to be a Christian. And it was very hard at first because me and my wife had been divorced. We were divorced for 6 years, and without getting into a lot of things, the devil just had a heyday with me, but God prevailed. The Jehovah Jireh prevailed. Praise the Lord. And I got saved. Started going to the local church.
Amen. And that was a good church to dig into, too.
So this is what I wanted to say to you, Ted. When you said there, you said you dug your heels in. So how important do you think it is in baby Christians or any Christian, but especially when you're just starting to serve God and stuff, is it to find a good church and dig your heels in? What would you tell people about something like that?
Yes, well, you know, Anna, with your own family, praise God, we've got a lot of churches amongst our own people in a lot of towns now. And if you're in a town where there's a local body that's preaching the Bible and preaching truth, then I would say, you know, get into it, tear ahead, get into the local church. But if you're off on a work trip or you're off for the summer, that doesn't mean that your Christian walk takes a vacation.
Amen.
Until you get back to Phoenix or L.A. or Florida or wherever. I would say just go to the family of God, find you a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled church, and go there until you get back around your own people where God has called you.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
But yes, in other words, we need to, this is a life change. Mm-hmm. This isn't something we just go to once in a while. It's God wants to, he's not, we're not stepchildren. God wants full custody.
There we go.
You know, that's good.
He doesn't
that's
want
good.
Us on just the weekend. He
that
wants
was good.
Full custody.
That was good, Ted.
That's good.
So we're coming to this question. How did you feel called, or how did you get in the ministry to serve the Lord?
Well, I've got written down here, I wrote some notes. I said, once saved, I felt the calling of God to minister to our people, wherever or whoever I might be around, especially my family. You know, the Lord just called me. I, you know, Diane and different ones said, you know, you, Ted, you had like a Paul on a Damascus Road experience. I didn't pretend to know God. I didn't do church. I mean, I was out there in the world. But when I got saved, when I got called, God called me to our people. He called me to, you know, our family and our people. Mm-hmm. And that's where the doors started opening. And we had moved down after I got saved. That spring in 92, it was a scary situation because I had moved down to Richmond. And, of course, you know, my wife said, well, we need to get back and just move back to Wilmington, move back to where you got saved. And I said, no. I said, I believe that God is with me. And I said, I think, you know, we're going to just stay here for a while. And as she might have told you, we've been here for 30-some years, mm-hmm. laboring in our local church. And I'll go to anybody who wants to hear the gospel.
Praise God.
But I felt a tremendous power just to go mainly first and foremost to our people.
Amen. Amen. How important do you think it is to have the support of your wife in ministry?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I know that the Word of God says that I can do all things with God that strengthens me. But I don't believe I could have did it without my wife. She's just a tremendous, strong woman of God. She was there was a lot of hurt when we got remarried. We had covered a lot of ground. She showed me a witness. She was a tremendous witness of grace and mercy and love, and not just with me, but in many other people. If you've ever talked to her, if you've ever, you know, heard her teach or preach, she's a very, very strong woman of God and moves in a great anointing. And I would have to say that it took someone like that, full of God's grace and mercy, to I don't know how I got her the first time, but it was a tremendous miracle that I married her twice.
Amen. Amen.
It shows you how good God is and
Amen.
The restoration that he's able to do in someone's life. You know,
Amen.
I got a scripture that the Lord gave me, and I didn't know what was going to happen. I had gotten saved and so much water and so much time and had went under the bridge, and you know, I was reading, it says in Psalms 37 and 3, trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily they shall be fed. And then the fourth verse is, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And I'll be honest with you, when I got saved, you know, I would have loved to have had some material things, because I had hit rock bottom, and I, you know, you gotta have some money to eat and live on. But be honest with you, the desire of my heart was to see my family and get them back. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I delighted myself in him, and he gave me those desires of my heart.
Amen. Amen.
We got reunited in 93 and remarried, and praise God, we're moving on for Jesus, you
Amen.
Know?
Amen, God.
Amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen.
That was good. And I
Amen.
Like how you
been
said...
a tremendous help.
I Amen. Like how you said she showed grace, mercy, and love. Boy, love never fails, but there's a lot to be
Amen.
Said for grace and mercy, especially Amen. When we feel we don't deserve it. And that's true Christianity, to give grace and mercy when you don't deserve it.
Amen, amen.
Amen, that's right. Well, we, you know, we have a tendency to say someone that hurt us, I forgive them. As long as they're in church somewhere else and I'm over here, we can forgive. But
right.
it's hard to forget.
Right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so whatever you want to share in your heart, who was an influence to you or some standout moment, something, you know, like that, that you'd like to share with us.
Yes, thank you. My mother, do you remember her?
Yes, sir.
She was a great witness to me. Again, like my wife, I had a lot of cousins and friends that had surrendered their life unto the Lord. Michael Newlands, Joe Gordon, Anna May, even a lot of your family, your uncles and your family, your Charlie, different ones that had ministered to me and tried to witness to me. You know, we'd see him in Florida, we'd see him here or Wilmington or wherever, you know, maybe at a funeral or something like that. And I had a lot of people witness to me, some great men of God. When I got saved, my cousin Ham had searched for me and tried to be a witness unto me. I had seen Jesus in Ham and Billy and all the different people, and I'll be honest with you, the devil kind of had me convinced that I was just made for the world, you know, that was those people and I was just going to be myself. But, through their witness and through the love and mercy of God, you know, he said he would never, not, you know, embrace me and not welcome me in.
Amen, amen.
So the Lord himself was more of a witness than anybody. But along the line, I've had some tremendous witnesses of the Lord, you know.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. What is your vision moving forward for our people? What would be your vision for our people?
Well, I would say I love revival. I love the jump and I love the shout. And I love getting together and getting all gussied up like we do. But serving the Lord, and I think our people need teaching. I think we need to learn how to serve God, you know, to be intimate with him, like Paul said, that I may know him in the intimate ways, in the beauty of the holiness, and just one-on-one, and knowing who God is. In other words, these kids growing up, he can't just be our God. He has to be their God as well.
That's good.
I believe we need to live a scripturally separated life from the world. It's not always, as I said earlier, we need money and we need things to live on, but we can't put them in front of God's love and God's leading. The money's great, but you could be rich and have nothing if you don't have Jesus.
Amen.
As the Savior. You know what
Amen.
I mean?
Amen. Amen.
And just being a witness unto the Lord.
Praise God.
This world, our young people, if they get good and saved and they get full of the Holy Spirit, and I know that you guys are going out to the highways and the byways, but the shape this world is in, it's not the same place we grew up, Anna May.
No, it's different.
There's a different devil out there, and he's really deceiving people. You know, kids that's got full and plenty come to the church, and they say, I'm depressed, and I feel like killing myself, and I don't know if I'm a boy, I don't know if I'm a girl. Well, you know, my advice to them would be to make Jesus Lord and Savior
Amen.
Of your life.
Amen.
And you'll find the truth, you know.
Mm. I think a lot of it has to do with what we hold in our hand, the cell phone. It seems like it's getting in everybody's brains and showing them a fake life and fake things, and that's, they're depressed if that ain't their life, if they're not like whoever, you know, on the social media deal.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, everybody's got an avatar, you know.
Yeah. That's the truth.
To make believe life.
That was good. Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, is there anything personal on your heart that you'd like to share with us?
I would just like to say thank you for the opportunity. You know, I would stand on a street corner or behind the pulpit or wherever I could. You know, I thank God for the body of Christ. I thank God for the, you know, the different churches and different places. I believe God knows what he's doing. And I think he's got the right men in the right places for the right time.
Amen.
And I just hope that we just pray and we intercede for the people and compel them to come in. You know, it's hard today, because if you throw a revival, you'll get 500 people.
Right.
But Wednesday night, when you try to disciple people,
right,
they've got other things going on.
That's right.
That's good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the mission was, is go and make disciples.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and what is a disciple? That those are the ones that discipline. Those are the ones that said, you know what, I'm going to serve him, even if I'm not popular, even if I'm not a rock star, even if I'm not a YouTube influencer. I'm going to serve him if I'm not driving a Range Rover. I'm going to be a disciple. I'm going to teach the word, preach the word, and I'm going to be the witness, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Ted, we sure want to thank you for coming on. We appreciate you and your wife, and we've really enjoyed both podcasts and testimonies. Yes. They've truly, truly blessed our heart.
Amen. Thank you for coming on. Greatly appreciate it.
Tell your husband that I said thank you, and I appreciate you women, and feel free to alter it or video edit it, whatever you got
to
do.
We don't have to. We're good.
Sounds good to me.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.